On the first Sunday in April, most of us spring forward. We move our clocks ahead 1 hour without thinking much about it. But the law is clearly watching the clock. It has to. The time change this time of year matters to more than hourly workers who suddenly have the potential to lose an hour's pay when 2 a.m. becomes 3. There are many cases that revolve around the seemingly simple question, what time is it? Take the case of the man who had a life insurance policy that ended at midnight. He died at 12:07 daylight saving time. His widow argued that her husband had died at 11:07 standard time and within policy coverage. Or the homeowner's policy that expired at midnight, about 40 minutes before the fire started. Same standard time applies argument there. But those like the widow and the homeowner who try to find their way out of a time change usually don't succeed, giving the phrase, time waits for no man, a new legal meaning. Take the daylight saving time protester in Pennsylvania who refused to put his children on the school bus at the appropriate hour. He argued that it wasn't 7 o'clock yet by his personal watch, set on what he called God's time. The court said it felt sympathy for the father farmer, but it upheld his conviction for violating the compulsory school attendance law anyway. Consider, too, the search warrant in a case from Alabama. It allowed police to enter a home between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Police, on standard time, executed the warrant just under the wire at 5:45 in the afternoon. Defendants' clocks on daylight saving time, along with the rest of the city, read 6:45. And the court found the search illegal because police had failed to execute the warrant in time. Some time travelers, however, do beat the clock. There's a recent case from Nevada in which the legislature passed bills minutes after midnight daylight saving time by everyone's clock, making the legislation invalid by law. So the court simply validated the legislation by finding that legislators had acted before the witching hour, standard time. Same sort of idea with a fellow who forgot to move his company's postage meter time and date stamp back and postmarked his taxes, it seemed, 1 hour too late. The court trusted him, though, and wiped away his $3,000 fine. But by far the most poignant daylight saving time case involves a fellow from Delaware, born at 11:03 a.m. daylight saving time on August 12, 1948. That's what his birth certificate showed, at least. But 12:03 a.m. on the 12th is also 11:03 p.m. standard time on the 11th. His exact date of birth wasn't an issue until the draft began, and those born on the 11th had a much higher draft number than those born on the 12th. So the man argued that because federal law governed the draft, standard time applied at the time of his birth. The court agreed and changed his birthday to August 11th, even though his birth city recognized daylight saving time. It meant, perhaps, that the man did not have to go to war. And suddenly, that hour lost or gained has great significance. What time is it anyway? I can't answer that question. I'm Amy Guida.